I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tim Tebow, Mets outfielder, SEC network analyst, joining us. Tim's the host of a new TV show called Million Dollar Mile. In this unprecedented TV series, contestants have a chance to win $1 million every time they run the Million Dollar Mile. We'll get into all of that in a little bit. But Tim, first of all, I want to get your thoughts on the money that Mike Trout is going to make. $430 million. I can see why you're continuing to play baseball, my friend. This seems like it might be a wise decision.
I mean, first of all, I got to get through like 9 years of arbitration and everything else before I could actually get paid. But yeah, that's incredible. I mean, talk about swaying some, you know, perception from football to baseball. It's $430 million. I get it. Most people will give it up and say that they think Trout is probably the best player in baseball, and he probably is. But, I mean, what a good day for him. Congratulations to Mike Trout.
Boy, you're not kidding. Again, we're talking to Tim Tebow with what a resume. Two-time national champ, Heisman Trophy winner, college football analyst for us, playing baseball with the Mets now as well, and going to be the host of a new show that we'll get to in a moment. So for you, starting up in camp, got sent down now to the minors for the Mets. So where are you? What are your feelings on where you are right now?
You know, I feel like I'm improving. Feel like I'm doing well with the AAA team and excited about starting there in Syracuse. Although it will be really, really cold, but you know, that'll be exciting. And, you know, it's one step closer, you know, to the bigs, and I feel like I'm making a lot of improvement, and I feel like I'm also showing that too, which is a really good thing. And also being healthy this year has really helped as well.
Absolutely. And Tim, I'm curious, is there a timeline for this for you? Obviously, you know, you said making improvements, you're seeing yourself, you've been really close to getting called up to the bigs a couple of times throughout the process here. Do you have an end date, a point in time, or are you going completely by feel in this?
I think it's more by feel. You know, it's more of, you know, am I going to continue loving doing this every day? Because I do. And you guys know me well enough to know that when I'm passionate about something, I just kind of go all in and I just do what I love. And, you know, I kind of do it with reckless abandon, where I don't want to live with regret. And that's how I feel right now in this journey and loving it. And you know, I know a lot of people didn't think when I started this, you know, whatever, it's 2.5 years ago, they didn't think I would really be all in, but I am. And I love it. And I definitely want to see it through.
Tim Tebow with us, Mets outfielder, SEC Network, host of the Million TV show Million Dollar Mile. Tim, along that lines, I want to make sure I'm correct on this. You hadn't played baseball since high school, correct?
Yeah, I hadn't played since my junior year of high school.
Okay, so you hadn't played since your junior year of high school, and yet things are coming together for you, and there's talk at some point you getting on a major league roster. So I guess the thought process for me in that is, this is why I think I understand what Kyler is doing, because he is getting $9 million, was going to get $9 million, maybe a little more, to go play minor league ball for the Oakland A's. He's going to more than triple that if he's in the top 10 of the NFL draft. So there's this guaranteed money right away, and as long as he's healthy, which is a big issue here, if it doesn't work out, I feel like he could still go back to baseball at a later date and still have the potential for an even bigger payday. Does that make sense to you?
It totally makes sense, and I agree with you. I really do, and that's actually something that we talked about. I had the chance to interview him this past fall and then spend time with him at the Heisman, and honestly, just from my perspective, it seemed like he was really torn. He loves both of them. He's, you know, it's just, and sometimes people will say, well, it can't be that hard. Well, yes, it is when you love more than one thing, and I think it's been really tough for him. There's been a lot of people in his ear, and so my advice to him is just, you know, just follow your heart, and whatever, you know, you choose, just be all in with it, and make the decision that's best for you, what's right for you, not what's necessarily best for your agents or your family or your friends. Although that's important, you got to make the decision that's right in your heart, and try to encourage him with that, and because he's been getting just pulled in so many ways, as you guys can imagine.
Talking to Tim Tebow again, our college football analyst for the SEC Network, but two-time national champ, Heisman Trophy winner, plays for the Mets now as well. Million Dollar Mile. He's the host of that show that's coming up on CBS on March 27th. We'll get to in a second. And you said it there, is do what your heart, you know, says. His heart says football right now, but you know what's going to come along with that? He's going to continue to be asked about baseball. Your heart right now is in baseball, but you're going to be continue to be asked about football. And it came up again when the AAF started, and they inquired about you playing for them. You know, that's always going to happen. Was there, while I know you turned it down, was there any pause or hesitation at all in thinking about that, or was it always off the table?
To be honest, no. And it was great conversations. You know, I talked to Charlie Ebersol, Bill Polian, Steve Spurrier, you know, all of them. I got to talk to all those guys, and they made, honestly, really great offers to go do it. But it just, one, I've never done anything for the money, and I didn't want to back out of what I'm doing in baseball because I just feel so close, and I love it, and I'm in it, and I want to be all in. And while I appreciate the offer, and I have so much respect for all of those people, I really do. Coach Spurrier and Bill Polian and all those guys, they're amazing. They're legends in the game. And so while I respect them, it still is not, it's not where my heart is right now. Do I still love football? Of course I do, but I'm all in with baseball and with the Mets. And so while, you know, it was a very nice offer, this is where my heart is.
Talking to Tim Tebow on the Shell Penzo Performance Line here on Golic and Wingo. All right, Tim, you may not be doing it for the money, but I would like to win $1 million for running a mile. You're getting ready to host a new show called Million Dollar Mile that premieres on CBS on March 27th. LeBron James is producing it. So tell me how I can win $1 million for running a mile.
Dude, it's the most epic obstacle course you have ever seen. We totally took over the streets of downtown L.A., and we give with these runners the opportunity, if they can go through five obstacles and an exit obstacle, they're going to win $1 million, except there's a couple things standing in their way. The obstacles are really hard, and there's also a defender chasing them, and they get a 2-minute head start, except these defenders are some of the best athletes in the world. And if you like competition and seeing people push themselves to the limit, you're going to love this show. I mean, it's epic. And let's just put it this way. One of the obstacles, they have to climb a 15-story building and zip line back down to the stage. It's epic. It's totally crazy.
Hey, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That sounds
one of the defenders is also Tim Tebow.
Yeah. There you go. I will hunt you down, and I will find
you. But it's a chance for $1 million.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Tim, always great to talk to you, man. Appreciate your insights. Looking forward to that show as well. Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Tim. Thank you, guys. Always enjoy listening to you. Y'all are the best.
I appreciate it, Tim. You know, that's the thing that I think people don't understand about Kyler, because they look at the contracts that Machado and Bryce Harper, and now obviously Mike Trout, are getting. There's no guarantee that he's going to get that
well,
money.
Well, plus, you got to be one of the top couple players in the league.
Correct.
I mean, listen, it's not like the secondary deals are bad, but they're still going to some of the top players as well. You're not. Show me a bottom half player that signed in a $200 million deal. You know, I mean, it's not going to happen. So you have to get to that level where, let's be honest, if you're an average quarterback and you're going to get paid your second deal, you're a starting quarterback, even if you're average, you know, and they're going to go to that second. You're going to make over $20 million. I mean, you're going to.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. To me, this is why it made all the sense in the world for Kyler to go football. You're guaranteed $30-plus million. Could you get injured and avoid your baseball career? Yes. But you know what? If you do, you have $30 million as opposed to $9 million. Yep. And then if you don't get injured and it doesn't work out, you still have a chance to go back and double dip. To me, from a financial perspective, let alone where your heart is, that's why this made all the sense in the world for me to Kyler to do this first.
Easy short-term win. There was no debating that decision.